This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go to Brayton Wilson, who is standing by at Salem Field. Brayton.
Yes, hi, Tom. I don't know if you can hear me in the background, but there are fans that are starting to cheer as we've got just enough of a cloud breakage here where we can actually see the moon that's coming closer. I'll let you listen here real quick. We can see the outer ring of the sun starting to fade away. We're getting just enough of a good look right now as the clouds have broken just enough. And it is getting much darker here as we speak right now, as we're a couple of minutes away from the total solar eclipse officially taking totality. So things are starting to pick up here, getting darker. And it's exciting times as people get one last look before we go dark.
Yeah, we are 3 minutes away from totality. Brayton, thank you. Let's go to Max Ferry at the Outer Harbor. Max, what are you seeing?
Hey, Tom. It's pretty gray clouds over here. It's gotten noticeably darker for sure, but we are getting like little slivers, little seconds of it. We saw it at 10% really well for like 10 minutes, and then towards now, as we're getting closer to full totality here, we're not seeing a whole lot, but we did see a couple slivers from about 90% to 95%, which is pretty cool of a sight. Hopefully in a couple coming minutes here we can get a few more glimpses.
We heard the roar from the ballpark, Salem Field. Anything like that at the Outer Harbor?
Very sporadically, yeah. We can hear some cheering when it comes back in, but I can kind of gauge just by sound and the applause.
We're 2 minutes away from totality. Max, thank you. Let's go to Zach Penkew in Niagara Falls. Zach, 2 minutes from totality. Give us a picture.
Right now, it is definitely getting darker, but it seems to be Niagara Falls has the worst luck out of our locations for our reporters today. I had very short glimpses of the eclipse when it was first starting, but right now we have very, very thick cloud barreling over it, and it does not look like it is breaking anytime soon.
About 90 seconds from totality. People aren't already leaving, are they?
No, especially on the Canadian side. I'm looking at tens of thousands of people all lined up waiting for at least a chance to look at it.
All right, Zach Penkew in Niagara Falls, thank you. Let us return to Susan Rose at Knox Farm State Park. Susan, it is roughly 1 minute away from totality. Put us in the picture where you are at Knox Farm.
Oh, it is so cool right now, Tom. I mean, we didn't think we'd have any chance of seeing it, but I can see it right now, just the eclipse, just for a flash. And as it happens, the crowd just erupts here. They're so excited that they're able to see it because the cloud cover is so thick right now. I don't know if we'll get another chance here because the clouds behind it are really like a heavy blanket. And it's the darkness, it's unbelievable how fast, how rapidly it's getting dark here right now at this minute where it looks like it's totality.
We are about 30 seconds about 30 seconds away from totality, but the darkness is as advertised, and as Andy Parker said, the darkness has descended very, very rapidly, Susan. And we're about 20 seconds away now from totality. And has anything changed at Knox Farm with visibility?
Not that we can see the eclipse now. I mean, we saw it about a minute ago, but the darkness is amazing. Absolutely amazing how dark it's getting right at this minute. I mean, in seconds, it's just going from twilight to darkness. It's unbelievable. Never seen anything like it.
No, we just passed totality about 5 seconds ago. Susan Rose, thank you very much for joining us. And now let us go to Jen Schechter, the eclipse coordinator with the Buffalo Museum of Science. And
totality.
Jen, we are in totality. We entered about 30 seconds ago. Put us in the picture where you are.
It is cloudy where I am, but listen, we can see some light through these clouds. There it is. You can see it. Oh, my God. We can see the corona now. I'm out here with my neighbors. It's dark. All of our porch lights have come on, and we just got a beautiful view of the corona through this patch of clouds here. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. We are so fortunate here that perfect timing for us.
And this darkness is utterly amazing. I think one can understand why in ancient times our forebears said, what the heck is going on?
They did. So many ancient civilizations knew the science behind it, though, and they, you know, they still had these amazing legends they were telling. Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful. We are getting such a treat here.
And I presume, of course, you're wearing your glasses. Are you still able to see the corona?
No. So if you're wearing glasses, you have to take them off so you can see the corona. The corona is only about as bright as a full moon, and actually the clouds here are making it less. But you're able to view it without your glasses, and it is a beautiful sight here where I'm at in Buffalo. Oh, this is gorgeous.
The crowd in the background. I want to hear some of the crowd in the background.
Yeah, let me. We have a bunch of kids here, and they are so excited. Let me see if I can walk closer to them. Oh, and actually, you can see some red prominences. So if people are able to see it, those red around the edges, those are prominences coming off the sun. Let me see if I can get them.
Definitely a fair amount of amazement.
Are you enjoying the eclipse?
Yeah!
Wow. This is my 7-year-old son and his neighbor friend.
I think I hear a dog barking in the background. I wonder if the dog is barking over the eclipse or barking over there being so many people outside this time of day.
Probably both. So we do know that any animals that have a response to it getting dark in the evening will have the same response during totality.
Jen, we had a lady calling in earlier who noticed a marked increase in bee activity on the front porch.
Oh, that's interesting. We expect during totality for daytime pollinators to kind of stop traveling around, so maybe the bees were coming back to the hive.
Yeah, very, very interesting. As mentioned earlier, they do use the sun as part of an amazing natural navigation system, as I'm sure you know better than any. Are you still able to see any of the sun?
Yeah, we can see the corona now. I see some red prominences coming off. It is amazing. I'm hoping other people across Buffalo are seeing the same thing I am.
I can hear the excitement in your voice and certainly the excitement in the voices of people around you. And you will most remember what about this eclipse?
Experience it with my children, and my mom was able to come out, my sister was able to come out from Detroit, and just having this experience with my family.
That's great. Jen, thank you. Are they chanting something that...
Oh, the sun is coming back out. We saw the diamond ring. They were cheering for the end of totality. Wow.
Now, you can certainly hear it in people's voices. There's a fair amount of excitement there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know if I should. I don't know if I should stay with you or take some phone callers. I think I might take some phone callers, Jen. Thank you very much for joining us, the Eclipse Coordinator, and she's the reason. See, talking to the Eclipse Coordinator, you clearly coordinated the eclipse to coincide exactly with your time on the radio. So thank you.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.